easier.
Thank you.
Okay. Want to have the Administration Finance Issues Committee come to order. Can we have a roll call, please?
Yes, roll call. Director Yeo, Director Mesqua, Director Nguyen, Director Jung.
Dong's here.
Thank you. Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Here.
Director Tran.
Present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Sheldon. Director Bilodeau.
Present from 20 Civic Center, Santa Ana.
Thank you. You do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay. Are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
All right. Visitor participation. Anybody want to speak? Listen? Anybody online? I don't see anybody. Do you?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the consent calendar. Do I have a motion for the consent calendar?
Before you do that,
Yes.
Yeah, I just
you want
have
to make
to.
a disclosure?
Yeah, I
Oh,
just
I'm
have to
sorry.
disclose a recusal from item number 7 due to investments with Xylem over exceeding $2,000, I think.
So it's on consent, so he can stay in the room. Just we should note that his vote is to recuse.
So I'll make a motion for the consent calendar with a recusal by myself for item number 7. Is
That's
that
right.
Is that fine?
Okay.
Yeah, it's on consent. He doesn't have it.
Okay. We have a second?
I'll second.
Grant, second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call.
Roll call. Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wiegand.
Yes.
Director Tran.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, moving on to matters for consideration. This is a Memorandum of Understanding 2026 to 2029 with California State University Fullerton Auxiliary Services Corporation for the continued operation of the Center for Demographic Research.
Yeah, Madam Chair, we asked the Executive Director, Deborah Deep, to come in and give the committee a presentation on this organization and on just a general update.
Okay, Deborah, take it away.
Well, thank you everyone for having me this, I guess it is afternoon now. So next slide, please. And you have in your packets the presentation and acronym list because we all know that there's a lot of acronyms in government. So next slide, please. I was asked to speak with you about CDR, our work, some of the things that we do and how it fits in with what the Water District does. We know the daily activities and the mission of the Water District are focused providing local water retailers with a reliable and quality water supply in an efficient and environmentally responsible manner. In order to do this, the district needs reliable and accurate data to estimate current and future water demand. And the CDR produces the set of uniform projections that are for population, housing, and employment used for Orange County in local and regional planning. It's actually the reason why we were created. Next slide, please. So the CDR is a nonprofit research center based at Cal State Fullerton that was established in 1996 to fill a void after the County of Orange bankruptcy. Before the Orange County bankruptcy, there was a group within the county called the Forecast and Analysis Center. That group was eliminated after the bankruptcy, and without that group, no one was producing the detailed countywide growth forecast and other demographic products. Multiple agencies throughout the county government and then throughout the county as well that used and needed that data decided to pull their money together to reinstate those products. Through a series of events and connections to the university, CDR was created at Cal State Fullerton, and we now perform the functions that the county used to. Next slide, please. Our sponsors have changed over the years, but we now have 10 agencies that provide the funding for our annual work program. They are the County of Orange, the Transportation Authority, and the Toll Roads. All 34 cities participate through OCOG, the Southern California Association of Governments, or SCAG. OCWD and MODOC share a seat, and we're hosted by Cal State Fullerton. We also have a support level called Contributing Partner. This tier of financial support was created to be responsive to an agency's desire to participate in supporting CDR and their need for limited specialized work products. The Contributing Partner tier of support includes specified work products, limited access to CDR resources and products, and non-voting membership on technical and management committees. Next slide. We have two committees that provide oversight to CDR. We have our Management Oversight Committee that is made up of upper-level staff or management from each of the sponsor agencies. This committee oversees our budget, work program, sponsorship contracts, and has final approval on product distribution. We also have a technical advisory committee made up of technical staff of each of the sponsoring agencies. This group provides technical review on each product we produce before it is approved for distribution, and they also provide technical direction and input on methodologies of product development. We're actually not state employees, so we don't have a pension. We're not in PERS, just like OC50. One of the few, but rather we are employees of the CSUF Auxiliary Services Corporation. The ASC is the nonprofit arm of Cal State Fullerton that handles all the non-state monies that come onto campus. So the bookstore, campus dining, all the restaurants, and all the grants and contracts that come to campus. Each center is housed on campus within an academic college, and we fall under the College of Humanities and Social Sciences. Next slide. The purpose of CDR is to maintain a centralized single source of Orange County demographic information and to provide a consistent and accurate set of small area and annual population and housing unit estimates. CDR prepares the official growth demographic forecasts for Orange County for a wide range of local, subregional, and regional applications, including the development of growth forecasts for Orange County that are used in state and federally mandated programs, including transportation, housing, and air quality requirements. This includes OCTA's long-range transportation plan and SCAG's regional transportation plan and sustainable community strategy, also known as the RTP-SES or Connect SoCal. We also provide technical support and monitoring of local and regional activities regarding this data to ensure our local jurisdictions and agency information is included in regional efforts and to maintain local control. A part of our mission is to provide all of this in an efficient and cost-effective manner. Next slide, please. We have a number of core products and services that are developed under our MOU. These include the Orange County projections, again, the long-range socioeconomic forecast for Orange County, which we are currently in the middle of developing right now and will finish later this year. The population, housing, and employment estimates that feed into that process. We have our annual progress report and the quarterly facts and figures documents. Several years ago, we added the boundary and annexation report for cities and the housing activity report, and we recently added an ADU report going back to 2005. These three are posted online. We process census data for sponsored geographies and maintain GIS mapping databases and support systems. Next slide. We provide public information upon request within limits, but we do provide presentations for various groups as requested and as it fits into our schedule. We sit on and monitor multiple sponsor committees, such as the OCOG TAC, OCOG Board, SCAG Technical Working Groups and their policy committees, and also the Orange County Data Acquisition Partnership, or OCDAP. In addition to our own website, we also host the OCDAP website and provide staff support for that effort. And we are a designated state data center affiliate, not the power, you know, the server farms, with the Census Bureau. It's actually in coordination with the state and the U.S. Census Bureau. And we're coordinating on various efforts, which include working on items for the 2030 census. Next slide. I've mentioned the Orange County projections multiple times. We're currently working on the 15th iteration. It's the ninth that CDR has been in charge of. This iteration has a base year of 2024 and goes out to year 2050. We just finished meeting with all 35 jurisdictions in Orange County a couple weeks ago to roll out the draft data for review. OCP was expanded during the last iteration to include the three special district sponsor agency boundaries, including OCWD. We're also working on the once in a decade geographic programs in preparation for the 2030 decennial census. Currently working on the block boundary suggestion project, where we are able to provide suggestions to the lowest level of geography the decennial census data will be available for, which is the census block. We're incorporating water district boundaries and other geographies from our sponsors to make it easier to process census data when it is released and also to make redistricting easier. This also includes the census geographies regarding the OCWD boundaries, except for, and sorry for folks that are not in the room, the boundaries for OCWD that cross across rooftops. So if you guys happen to clean up any of that before 2028, you're we'll get that incorporated. If not, 2036 is your the next target goal. Just so you know, we do that long range planning. We have our quarterly facts and figures document and annual boundary annexation report that will be were published earlier this year. And then we're continuing to work on the address level housing activity data by unit type and date final through our housing inventory system, which feeds into our housing activity and ADU reports. These will be published this summer along with our annual progress report. Next slide. The CDR budget includes operating expenses and funding for 7 full and part-time staff in order to produce our core work products and services. The sales of our products to non-sponsors help offset printing costs, and sponsors are provided these at cost after the initial hard copies are provided to the sponsors and their boards. Any surplus funds are put into a reserve equipment account to offset capital costs and large equipment purchases that are not included in the annual budget in order to keep costs down. In years where salary increases are available, these are only merit-based. We don't receive any regularly programmed cost of living or CPI adjustments. I've already mentioned we don't have a pension, but we do have a retirement program, so we do appreciate that. We are also able to take on additional projects funded by sponsors and non-sponsors. These fund additional staff, sometimes including additional equipment that's needed depending on the scope of work. Non-sponsors are charged a surcharge so that sponsors are not subsidizing non-participating agencies, and it's also to encourage those agencies to become sponsors. Next slide. The year-over-year increase from this year to the next fiscal year is 6.4%, which accommodates California state minimum wage increases, market studies on salaries completed last summer, updated work programs, and increased healthcare costs. This slide has the contributions for the upcoming fiscal year, and agencies have what we call seats on our management and technical committees. OCWD and MODOC share a sponsor seat, so that between the two, there's only one voting member on each committee, MODOC on the management committee and OCWD on the technical committee. But that does not preclude either agency from participating in either committee. As mentioned earlier, contributing partners have non-voting ex officio status on the committees and receive only specified work products. And Cal State Fullerton provides direct contributions back to CDR by paying a portion of the administrative assistant salary and covering the office space rent. Next slide. In summary, the benefits of participating and supporting CDR are access to all of the data that we provide, participation of sponsor agencies throughout the CDR process through technical advisory and management oversight committees, access to GIS and demographic data, including census data processing, and the continuation of the development of the unified set of projections data that is used consistently throughout Orange County planning. And that also goes into SCAG's RTP SCS, which is, my understanding, the same data set that water agencies need to be consistent for in their long range planning. We provide annual housing unit data and population estimates to each special district sponsor agency, and sponsors are allowed to contract for CDR with CDR for services without paying that additional surcharge rate. Last line of data of interest is I typically include websites that we regularly use or direct people to when we get questions and they're looking for information. And our own website has a dedicated links page that has dozens of sites with a wide variety of information that others have found helpful too. And the last slide is just for questions.
Okay. Do we have any questions or comments?
Just had a couple. The community indicators report that is usually put out by the first five commission, do they go to you guys for some of that data to compile?
I believe some of the data does come from us if it's the projections, yes. Yeah. And then most of the data is also, if just like with our progress report, is collected from other data sources like the American Community Survey or State DOF.
I always felt that rollout of that indicators was always, I think the OC Forum used to sponsor an event that they would then roll out and provide the nice, like,
yeah,
layout of everything happening in the county. I always thought that was good. Do you guys do a similar type of event or anything when you do rollouts, or do you just roll out report and then send it to every agency? Or
because we're working with multiple agencies, and by the time the actual reports come out, the data has already been out there usually for several months, so there's not much fanfare. So we have hard copy reports of the data that we produce, but we don't have a forum because it's rolling out with other agencies.
Got it. And then I saw that OC SAN doesn't, they contribute a similar amount, but they don't have a participation role. What was their reason for not wanting to do anything further?
So
Or is there only room for so many people?
No, we can have as many as folks would like, because if more folks join, we could either reduce the cost for the existing members or we could expand product development. They were a full sponsor seat actually from one of the beginning when we started in 1996. But last round, they had been doing an evaluation of the products that they use and decided to pull back also for budgetary reasons. So the full sponsor seats, if you will, is that joint dollar amount, the 154. But since OCWD partners with MODOC, in a sense, you could have that full sponsor access. If another agency, which we've been helping to try and recruit another agency, but say like OCFA, if they wanted to join at a half seat and wanted to join with OCSAN, then they could become a full partner across the two.
I think two between us and MODOC has a good nexus. That probably wouldn't be, but
exactly.
I get what you're
yeah.
saying. That would be nice to have them fully join.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Sure.
Anybody online?
No hands raised.
Okay. Do we have a motion?
I'll support it.
What is the motion, if I may ask?
It's for us to continue for 3 years at a rate of $77,000 for year one, $80,000 and some change for year two, $85,656 for year three.
Also to authorize the execution of the MOU.
And then we take it.
Jung, I'll move it.
About second. Does anybody else have any questions or comments? Okay, let's vote.
Roll call, Director Jung.
Aye.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. Moving on to the budget to actual report for third quarter 2025-26.
Yes, we'll have Melissa Ochoa, our controller, present our third quarter year-to-date budget to actual.
It's up on that.
Is it up?
Thank you, Deb.
Yes, good afternoon. Presenting our operations budget to actual for the 9 months ending March 31st of 2026. So the first slide here is our operating expense summary. For our 9 months, our total budget equaled $160.48 million, and our actual 9 months of expenses came in short of $129.49 million, which is about $30.99 million less than the year to date. Our general fund is $4.88 million lower, and our replacement and refurbishment expenses came in, majority of this variance is $20.57 million lower, and our water purchases is $4.29 million lower. Next slide, please. Our general fund is $4.88 million less. This is our 21 cost centers. I'm highlighting four departments. The first department is our planning and watershed management. They came in at $866,000 lower than planned for the 9 months. And this is due to the professional service expenses related to the water conservation technical studies and our stormwater feasibility studies just trended lower for the 9 months. Our water production, the department overall is $1.6 million lower than planned, and most of this variance is related to our chemicals, our chlorine chemicals, MF cleaning chemicals, and the GWRS RO cleaning chemicals all are trending lower. And this is primarily due to lower production. We had some heavy rains, and we also had a removal of the base of one of the main distribution pumps for rehabilitation that was removed earlier this month. So with those two factors, we just had lower chemical expenses for the year so far to date. Our foreman operations is more than planned of $972,000 for electricity costs. This is primarily due to higher due to the movement of the water from our Burris Basin to Santiago for capture and recharge due to the heavy rains. So because we had to move more water, our electricity was higher for the 9 months. Hydrogeology is $349,000 lower than planned. This is related to our professional service expenses and our legal and engineering related to the South Basin litigation. Here is the replacement and refurbishments. We're $20.5 million less than planned. This is the majority of the variance in our general fund. And we highlighted four of the projects. Each of these projects are trending about a little over $2 million less than planned. Our Santiago floating pump station refurbishment is $2.5 million lower. Our Anaheim valve vault replacement is $2.9 million lower. And our I-24 and 25 well pump replacement is $2.1 million lower. And our replacement for the RO CIP PVC piping system is $1 million lower for the 9 months. And of course, any of these budget funds not spent, they'll remain in the R&R reserves.
Is that the Santiago one, is we have more water than we thought and they couldn't do the project, or is it just?
It's just trending lower.
Just trending lower.
Yeah, just the overall project.
We just haven't gotten the design complete to go out to bid to spend the money. So like the valve vault similar, we just awarded it. So that's going to be spent this summer. So it will happen. It's just not right now.
And it may trickle into next fiscal year. Water purchases is $4.3 million lower than planned for the 9 months. For the 9 months, we have budgeted 3,750 acre feet of water to purchase from Met. To date, we have no Met water purchases. And also with water purchases, any unspent funds will remain in the reserve. Our last slide here is our revenue sources. In total for the 9 months, our revenues totaled $203.49 million for the budget, and our actual came in lower at $199.78 million lower. Our replenishment assessments is $4.10 million lower. We do have year to date, our groundwater pumping is budgeted at 223,000 acre feet, and we came in about 2.5% lower than planned, which is 217,000 acre feet. Our property tax revenues year to date, we received $4.75 million lower than our annualized budget. And investment revenues is 4.63 more than planned. And this is due to primarily increase in our investment interest rates, also with our higher reserves than we anticipated for the 9 months. And that concludes the presentation. Are there any questions?
Is that the property tax we get?
Yes.
It's a little scary. Or is it just the time?
I think it's a timing issue. The majority of our, we'll collect a large sum in, we did in April, and then in May we get another good chunk.
Okay.
So my guess is we'll be at or a little bit above
okay.
our budgeted figure.
Okay. And then for the electricity costs, I think it was three back. Yeah. 972,000
for the 9 months.
They'll budget for an average year. And we're a little bit above average in the amount of water moving around.
But all that by water production, because we didn't produce because it was raining so much. And then the other one, we had to move so much because it was fresh water. We collected, so it's kind of other. You do, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah, this is one where you almost like to be over. It means you got more water.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any questions? Anybody online have questions or comments?
Don't see any hands.
Make a motion. Is it just receive and file, or?
Let's see. Yes, receive and file.
But you'll need a motion still, right?
Yeah.
I'll make probably the best way to do it.
Do we have a second?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Jung.
Jung, aye.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0.
Moving on. Well, the monthly cash disbursement is just a report and informational. So we should go back to. Can we put everything on the consent calendar?
Sounds good.
All right. Do we have any director's announcements? General manager?
I just wanted to mention one thing. A couple of days ago, the staff behind Prado found some skeletal remains of a body. and we called the Riverside Sheriff, and they'll be doing a report and looking into it. But in case you see an article in a paper, yeah, it was, it was like just a skeleton. Must have been there for years.
It's not Native American, right?
It didn't look that old. Yeah.
Do we know how old, approximately?
No.
Okay.
Next.
All right. Well, we are adjourned.
But like Lake Mead, we're like,